1-800-DUI-OA, now offering free remote consultations by phone or video conference for any criminal offense. Trust Brooke, Jeffrey, and Jose's friends with a free remote consultation. From Bradley Johnson Lawyers, visit 1-800-DUI-OA.com or call
1-800-DUI-OA.
All right, in today's phone tap, how would you feel if a business called and said, "Guess what? You're our customer of the year. Because of that, we want to give you a bunch of free stuff. And you love their product. Would you be into it?"
Yeah, give me all the stuff.
I mean, you got me hyped right now.
Yeah, of course you'd be into it. And that's why we call a guy today saying that he is our pizza customer of the year.
Oh my gosh, free pizza? That's awesome.
In order to collect, there is a catch. Will he still go through with it? We're going to find out with your brand new phone tap right now.
It's another phone tap.
And weekday mornings on the 20s.
Hello?
Hi, this is Jan from Greasy Pizza. I'm looking to speak with Adam.
Yeah, this is Adam.
Hi, Adam. Great news. You've been selected as our customer of the year. Congratulations.
Whoa.
Yeah.
What, really?
Yes.
What did I do to deserve it?
Well, you've just been the best. I mean, our records show that you've ordered a lot of pizza this year. I mean, you are keeping us busy.
Yeah, I love you guys.
We can tell. We feel that. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you. Yeah, man, this is awesome.
It is great. It gets even better because we'd love to send you some prizes, you know, give you some of our pizza swag as a thank you for being such a loyal customer.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that'd be amazing.
Yeah.
Awesome. Let's do this.
Now, before I let you go, I was just hoping that you could do us a little favor.
Of course, absolutely.
Great. So we're just hoping that as our customer of the year, you could show us some love on your socials.
Oh, totally. Yeah. I don't have a lot of social media, but like I can totally do that. No problem.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. You know, you could just wear some of the swag we send you, take some pictures or videos, you know, nothing inappropriate. Last year's winner kept making that extra sausage joke.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I won't make that one then.
Good. We do not want to go there. Okay.
Okay.
Actually, do you have a pen? I'm just going to give you a couple notes of what we would like you to write.
Yeah. Okay. Let me get a pen real quick.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. I got it.
Great. So now in your first post, maybe you're like wrapped in the pizza blanket we're sending you. And then if you could just write, "Greasy's pizza is always fresh when I open the box, which is more than I can say for Corey's pizza."
Okay. Why are you slamming Salvatore's pizza, though?
Well, you know, they're our competitor. We just take a little jab at them. It's just fun and playful. I mean, they won't mind.
Okay, well, it's me that's saying it, though. Is that, mm-hmm. that okay? Like, laying bad at me?
They do it to us all the time. So, for the second post, if you could just write, "I just love Greasy Pizza's cheese pizza. Corey's cheesy pizza isn't even FDA approved."
What?
"I found a hypodermic needle in theirs once."
Whoa.
What?
No, hold on. I don't know if I can say that, though.
About the cheesiest pizza part?
No. You know, about the needle in there. I mean, that didn't happen. Like, couldn't I get into trouble for this?
Oh, no. It's just a goof. You know, we're just teasing them.
Okay, but saying that there's a hypodermic needle in a pizza I found doesn't sound like a fun sense of humor thing. That sounds more like something you would see on the news, you know, like it's a safety health hazard, get a lot of trouble.
Okay, so you're feeling a little sensitive about that. How about this? Are you comfortable just saying their employees don't wash their hands while making the pizza?
No. I'm not comfortable saying any of this stuff, man. I'm sorry to be a bummer, but I'm just not comfortable doing any of this. Can I just say something good about your pizza and then like that's it? Like leave the other guys out of it?
Okay, I hear what you're saying. You just want to write something positive about us.
Yeah, because I actually like your pizza. You know, you guys are really good.
Okay, how about this? How about Greasy's Pizza, where all our employees aren't sexual predators like stories?
No, I can't say that.
It was positive. That's what you asked for.
Okay, but it's also bringing that back. Why do you have to bring that into it at all? Well, I would hope that no pizza place would have that.
I'm telling you, sexual offenders, a lot of likes that you'll get on that post.
I'm sorry, I can't do it.
Okay,
I appreciate
okay.
it, but I just can't do it.
Listen, if you don't like to slam stories, we do have another competitor, Brooke and Jeffries. I mean, you could say something about how their second dates are lame and their phone taps aren't funny.
What?
Because this is actually Brooke from Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. We're doing a phone tap on you.
What?
Yes.
Are you serious?
Your roommate Theo set you up.
Theo?
Dude, he says you order from this pizza place every week and he just wanted to mess with you.
No way.
I still don't see the problem with the hypodermic needle post. I mean, that was fun.
I was like, why would this pizza place want me to say that? That's so criminal.
But I have heard they don't wash their hands. That part is true.
Come on. Well, I'm not posting it anyway.
Wake up every morning with phone taps. Weekday mornings on the 20s. Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.